Hello, I haven't audio booed for a while. I just feel the need to share but not actually talk to someone else. Funny, I audio booed a while back about how I felt I'd lost my nan because she'd gone, she was suffering with dementia and has now gone completely senile, and I sort of grieved before she had physically gone. She is still here, and weirdly, it's been a lovely year with her because she's always suffered from agoraphobia and now she's forgotten. She's afraid to go out, so we've been able to take her all sorts of places. And my granddad's had a new lease of life because although it's terrible when he's in the house with her and he has to lock himself in looking after her and he's worn out by her, he's been able to go out to all sorts of places. He hasn't been able to go for years. So, oh, weird how it happens. So it shouldn't be a shock to me when he went into hospital for what was a routine bladder operation that I was sure was cancer, but the rest of the family and the consultant didn't think was, that it is cancer and it's terminal, and at 91 there's no more they can do, and it's won't be terribly long. And so my nan will have to go permanently into a home, and he will have to die without her with him. And we can't tell her because she won't retain it, and we have no idea what effect it'll have on her. And so, anyway, I'm going to dash over to the hospital now and be with him this evening because I'm quite near relatively to where he lives, and he's sort of, for the first time in his whole life, I think, scared. And dying has come as a, from what I can gather, a bit of a shock to him, even at 91. I'm sort of left with this ridiculous question, which is, why is it so weird? Why is death so weird? Why does it come as such a shock? He's 91. He's my granddad. There aren't many 13, 9-year-olds who still have a nana and granddad still alive. And I don't know. Well, maybe it's just because he is my only granddad, Birch, and yet I'll only lose him once, I suppose. It's so bloody weird that it's sort of, I don't know, I've colluded with myself that these sort of things don't happen. And we talk about his death all the time because they're so very old and in quite a matter of fact way. And, you know, he's had a good life and good innings and all the old cliches come flying out. And been expecting it for a good old decade or so. And then you're told it's coming. Phew.